Welcome everyone to Does Pat Get It, where I, Pat, decide to look at the middle of a comic series and see if I can piece together what the hell's going on. Today I'm looking at Dark Arc number 11, published by Aftershock Comics, created and written by Cullen Bunn, and art by Wando. So for what I can gather, this is instead of a biblical arc by Noah to save all the animals of the world from the Great Flood, we have an arc filled with the mythical monsters of the world led by a sorcerer named Shrey. The creatures, though, are not entirely grateful, and seem quite quarrelsome and rebellious with Shrey and his family. With the current events of this issue, Shrey's daughter has given birth to his new grandchild, but has come out cursed with vampirism. Shrey calls forth a vampire named Vex, who had been in prison since his last mutiny. Apparently, the vampire's mutiny resulted in the mother having her blood drained for but a moment, tainting the child. He requests Vex to be to heal this child, and does so at the request of freedom. Vex and the witches aboard perform a ritual of blood magic, a way to transfer the curse from one person to another. Shrey can't take the curse, for his blood has been already poisoned. Evil magic is like an STD, I guess. And the mother cannot do so either, as her blood was used in the ritual. Before anyone else is ready, Shrey's wife, Ada, drinks the brew and allows the curse to transfer to her. The child is the first to be born to the new world. It then cuts to the doves that were seen in the first page, two of the three being shot down by some horn archers, but one gets away, returning to the ark with a branch in its beak, a sign that the floods are ending. I will say that the premise of the series is interesting. To have another arc be the reason that all the monsters of the world survived at the flood makes a lot of sense when thinking about medieval mythology. The art is mediocre in my opinion, and get downright weak at times with this simplistic sketch design. My biggest gripe is with the colors. Each page is basically filled with bright red and neon to dull green, so much so that it just hurts my eyes to even look at it. I'm heads or tails with this one. I like the idea behind the story, but just can't handle the art. My recommendation is just to pick up a single issue. If the colors don't give you a headache, and you like the story, grab a trade. Otherwise, don't. If you have any questions, recommendations for the show, or just want to say hi, you can now reach me at my Twitter, @ask_DPGI.